Time for Gaza Corner, which happens every 11 o'clock on Saturday nights here on Tangents. This one is inspired by a recent visit I made to the Alamany Farmers Market in San Francisco. You ever been there? Saturdays? Yeah? Harry's nodding his head. It's a good one. And I encountered in the parking lot a Vote for Bernie stand. And, you know, it occurred to me that I really don't know where Bernie, at least up until then, I didn't know where Bernie stood on Israel and Palestine, on the occupation, on the longest running blockade in the history of the world, which is the Gaza blockade, 8+ years. So I went over to him, and there were a bunch of ladies, and I asked these questions, and they looked at each other, and they were kind of dumbfounded. They were dumbfounded because they realized, maybe for the first time, that they hadn't really thought about it. They didn't know what Bernie's stance on Israel and Palestine was. And it's really not surprising when you think about it. I mean, the Palestine-Israel topic has been largely absent from the Democratic political campaign. Kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, it's such an important issue, but it's not talked about. Back in the 1980s and 90s, Bernie was loud and clear on it. He wasn't shy to talk about it. It was no secret. In March of 1988, during a news conference, actually the news conference was intended to have him proclaim his endorsement of Jesse Jackson as the as the candidacy for president. But a lot of the news conference was dominated by some questioners who wanted to know about his view about Palestine. This was during the First Intifada, and Bernie Sanders blasted at that time Israel's brutal treatment of Palestinian protesters. He described it as an absolute disgrace. His words, continuing, quote, "The sight of Israeli soldiers breaking the arms and legs of Arabs is reprehensible. The idea of Israel closing down towns and sealing them off is unacceptable." And this is when he was mayor of Burlington, Vermont. You may remember when he was first elected, he won by 10 votes. Sanders was referring to TV images in the early months of the First Intifada. Israeli soldiers were methodically breaking the limbs of Palestinian youth. So let's fast forward to August of 2014. And Bernie strikes a very different tone. He was angrily shouting at his constituents as they challenged his defense of Israel's killing rampage in Gaza in the summer of 2014. Quote, quoting Bernie, "You have a situation where Hamas is sending missiles into Israel from populated areas," Sanders said. That's the standard Israeli government talking point, which of course neglects to point out that everywhere in Gaza it's populated. It's one of the densest populated areas on earth. An Electronic Intifada article, which is linked at the Tangents website and will be linked at the playlist as well, is titled "Bernie Sanders and the Question of Palestine." And it states that Bernie calls on Israel currently to end the blockade of Gaza. This is a quote, "end the blockade of Gaza and cease developing settlements on Palestinian land." Of course, every administration has been saying that, but they do nothing about it. But he's one of the few U.S. senators to say end the blockade of Gaza. Yet last year, Palestine solidarity activists were thrown out of a Sanders campaign rally in Boston and threatened with arrest. What did they do? Well, they brought a sign, and the sign read, quote, "Will ya hashtag feel the burn for Palestine," unquote. The Electronic Intifada article examines Bernie's record on Palestine and Israel, how his views have shifted, and what might be expected from him as he attempts to broaden his appeal. A review of the record indicates that the changes in his views are rooted in political expediency rather than ideological commitment. Going back to 1988 again, during a news conference, Sanders said, quote, "You have the ability, when you have the United States of America, which is supporting the armies of the Middle East, to demand these people work out a reasonable settlement, protecting the rights of the Palestinians, protecting the rights of Israel." And later on, the same year, 1988, as he ran for the House of Representatives, Sanders stuck to his position, quote, "The policy that Israelis shoot people is unacceptable. It is wrong that the United States provides arms to Israel. We are not going to be the arms merchant for Middle Eastern nations," unquote. That's pretty heavy stuff. But that's again in 1988. When questioned in 2015 about those statements from nearly three decades earlier, campaign spokesman Michael Briggs claimed, "He didn't call military aid to Israel wrong. Bernie does not and has not ever supported cutting off arms to Israel, and that has never been his position." Briggs's attempt to revise history is easily refuted, and here's proof from the 1988 news conference I mentioned earlier.
"Which is pouring substantial amounts of money into a nation, into the nations of the Middle East. You have negotiating clout. You can say to Jordan, you can say to Egypt, you can say to Israel, that listen, this type of situation, this continued conflict, this denial of Palestinian rights, this hatred of Israel and on the part of certain individuals who would like to destroy the state of Israel is unacceptable. Jordan has got to accept its responsibility for the Palestinian problem as well. You have the ability, when you are the United States of America, which is supporting the armies of the Middle East, to demand that these people sit down and work out a reasonable settlement, protecting the rights of the Palestinians, protecting the rights of Israel. That has not yet been done.
Or else
you begin to cut off arms.
Or else you begin to cut off military arms. Thank you, Bernie. 1988. In 1991, as a member of the House of Representatives, Sanders voted to withhold $82.5 million in U.S. aid to Israel unless it stopped building settlements in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. But according to the Electronic Intifada article, more recently, Sanders has not called for cuts in aid to Israel as a form of pressure. In 2004, Sanders was one of the 45 congressional reps to vote against a resolution expressing support for Israel's wall, so-called apartheid wall, annexing Palestinian land in the occupied West Bank after it was deemed illegal by the International Court of Justice. Hillary Clinton, who was Senator Hillary Clinton at the time, co-sponsored the Senate version of that bill. As Gaza's civilian population was once again decimated by U.S.-supplied bombs in the summer of 2014, Sanders was one of the 21 U.S. senators who did not sign on to a resolution expressing unconditional solidarity with Israel. This is directly opposite Hillary, who penned an article in the Forward last November, which was called "How I Would Reaffirm Unbreakable Bond with Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu." Hillary also voted against a bill that sought to curb the use of cluster bombs. She voted against it, which cluster bombs disproportionately kill children in heavily populated civilian areas. Bernie was one of the bill's sponsors. It went down to defeat. It's important to note that in 2006, there was the Israel-Hezbollah war in Lebanon that provided momentum for the campaign to ban cluster bombs, because the UN estimated that up to 40% of Israeli cluster bomblets failed to explode on impact, thus remaining a death trap for unsuspecting children who would just like pick it up, maybe think it's a toy, and it would blow up. I'll end Gaza Corner here. There are five headlined links at the tangents.com website if you want to read more about this. Much of what I discussed comes from an article in the Electronic Intifada, February 10th, by Rania Kalek, called Bernie Sanders and the Question of Palestine. I also posted three articles from The Forward, including Hillary's own piece about her unbreakable bond with Israel and Netanyahu. And there's also a link to an article, really an interview that Rolling Stone did with Bernie.